This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Greetings to you in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today let's turn our Bibles to Book of Joshua 2nd chapter. Rahab is a fascinating character here. She's a Canaanite woman in commercial sexual exploitation in the city of Jericho. She lived on the edge of society. It was a place for the Israelite spies to stay, as they would be mistaken for Rahab's customers. If they would have spent the night elsewhere, it would have been a hindrance to explore the town. God directed the spies to Rahab's house because it was a good place to gather information and have no questions asked in return. God knew her heart was open to him and that she would be instrumental in the Israelite victory over Jericho. God often uses people with simple faith to accomplish his great purposes, no matter what kind of past they have had or how insignificant they seem to be. Rahab didn't allow her past to keep her from the new role God had for her. Let's look at the great risk Rahab took for the Israelite spies. First, she provided accommodation to them in her house and placed herself in a dangerous situation. Second, she gave them a place to hide when the soldiers were searching for them. And when the soldiers visited her house and asked her to bring them out, she wisely handled the soldiers and diverted their attention to protect the spies. She was in a very risky situation and she has put the lives of her whole family at stake. It's very admirable to note her unwavering faith in God of Israelites. Her faith enabled her to hide the spies, deceiving the enemy. Can we comprehend the way she was increasing the risk of the punishment she might receive, which may not be a death sentence but could be a barbarous one if she was caught by the king or soldiers? She was willing to go to any extent in saving the Israelite spies, as her heart already knew that they serve a true God and that they will be victorious in possessing the town. Rahab, being a pagan Canaanite, her conversation with the spies is full of faith in the God about whom she overheard. Her faith is commendable as she says that God has already given the land before they possessed it. She not only speaks about the wonders of God in the lives of the Israelites, but she believes what she's heard and also confesses boldly. This is incredible. She overheard some conversations about the Israelite God, accumulated much more with curiosity, and out of her own interest, preserved them in her heart and mind. Therefore, she could courageously proclaim that Jehovah is a God of heaven and earth. She helped the spies, encouraged them to progress in their mission, also enabled them to move forward with concrete plans and strategies. She motivated them to come back to conquer the land by informing them that the whole town is intimidated by their God. Joshua kept his promise to Rahab and her family. He saved them alone as the whole town perished. Later on, she and her descendants lived amongst the Israelites. Rahab never had any selfish motives for her and her family's security behind saving the spies, but it's exclusively the courageous step taken by her because of her bold faith in all-powerful God, whom she recognized and accepted in her life and came to his saving grace. Therefore, God listed her in the heroes of faith in Hebrews, and she becomes the bloodline of Jesus Christ. God chose to be in the bloodline of those who were considered downcast, treated as sinners, always judged, neglected, humiliated, and who are in a very vulnerable position in this society. What a marvelous and truly generous and loving God we serve. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, have we come to your holy presence. Thank you for your goodness and mercies in our lives, Lord. Thank you for the life of Rahab and teaching us so many beautiful things through her. Strengthen each one of our faith in you and give the required courage as we face life situations. Enable all of us to take a stand for you during the critical times of our life, Lord. We ask these words in the most precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.